Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you sit there and start quoting the Bible, people will ridicule you and make fun of you. You know what that is? That's a spirit of Antichrist. It's not just a popular belief system. It's not just people who've been hurt or something has happened. There is a spirit in the world, and it's against God. Jesus is the Word made flesh. A person who is against the Word of God and ridicules the Word of God is a person who has a spirit of Antichrist working in them. And one of the points I'm trying to get across is that, see, this isn't just something that is a natural phenomenon and this is just the way it is. There is a demonic power working in people, and the only antidote for this demonic power that is out to destroy, steal, kill, and to destroy is you and me. We're it. We can't just pray and ask God to pour out His Spirit. We can't wait on something to happen. The body of Christ has been pleading for revival so that God could just somehow or another touch and the whole thing would change and people would start being godly and seeking God. And it doesn't happen that way. God has already poured out His Spirit. It's on the inside of us. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came and it says, "This promise is unto you and unto your children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." The Lord has never taken back His Spirit. It's not God's turn to pour out His Spirit. He's poured out His Spirit. We are all God-possessed. If you are born again, you are the salt. You are the light. And God, it's not up to us to pray that God would just somehow or another do things. The way that God is going to reveal Himself, the way that people's lives are going to be changed, are when you and I start realizing that God walks around in us. This is how He touches people through us. And if you don't let Him live through you, people aren't going to be touched. I had people come to me by the hundreds and ask me to pray for their family members that they'd be saved. And my first question always is, have you spoken to them? Have you done this? And there's a lot of people that say, oh, they wouldn't listen to me. And I understand that sometimes there is such a rift between people. You have to pray laborers across their path. But I am super hesitant to pray that God will send somebody else to do what you ought to be doing. There's no reason for you getting in your prayer closet and asking God to speak to your neighbors and save them if you haven't let the light shine through you. The Bible says God chose through the foolishness of preaching that men would believe. He sent an angel to Cornelius, but the angel didn't preach the gospel. He sent people to get Peter, and a physical man came to preach the gospel because God gave the power to change this world to us. And what I'm trying to do is to get across that this isn't just a physical, natural thing. It's not just about you and me. There is a demonic spirit that is intimidating believers today. It's a spirit of Antichrist. And every time that we fail to let our light shine, every time we fail to speak the truth when untruth is being spoken, every time we back down, we are actually giving place to a demonic spirit, a spirit of Antichrist that is prevalent in this world. Thank you for that one amen. I know that most people think, well, man, this is a little harsh or heavy. This is the truth. Let me show you a passage of Scripture over here in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. The previous chapter just ended talking about how Jesus was resurrected from the dead and gave us this raising from the dead power, and we are now the fullness of Him. The fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Verse 23 of the first chapter. And then in chapter 2 verse 1 it says, "And you hath He quickened." Hath He quickened. It's already been done. It's already been done. Most people are praying and saying, "Oh God, just give me power." The truth is God has put resurrection power. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe? Every born-again person in here that's been baptized with the Holy Spirit has raising from the dead power on the inside of you. It's not out there that you have to pray and ask God to give it to you. It's already here. What we need to do is acknowledge what God has already done. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6 says he's praying and he says, "I pray that the communication of your faith would become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you. Basically, the body of Christ today believes God can do anything, that God has all power, and they are in varying stages of how to wring this power out of God, how to either work and get God to bless them in exchange for their performance, or they've learned how to intercede and twist the arm of God and make God release His power, or if you don't feel that you can do it, we get a prayer chain together and get 100,000 people to put pressure on God and make Him do it. And we're all in varying stages of trying to get God to do something. But the truth is, God's already done everything. He's now seated on the right hand of God the Father. Jesus isn't healing people today. These 100 people that God healed tonight, Jesus didn't heal you tonight. He healed you 2,000 years ago. And tonight, for whatever reason, we just were worshiping God and got into the presence of God and got our hearts into a realm where He was free to do what He's already done. And we started seeing manifestation and people set free, but nobody made God do something. It's not God all of a sudden moving. You know, it amuses me the way that people think, oh, God's pouring out His Spirit over here, and so people run over there, and He's pouring out His Spirit here and all of this. Well, it is true that there are times that God breaks through and we see manifestations of God's power in ways that are unusual. But it's not because God is doing something new. It's because for whatever reason, some group of people have just tapped in to the power of God. And you know, sad to say, I hate to say this, but I'm saying it for instruction purposes. It doesn't matter what manifestation you see. It doesn't matter how long a quote-unquote outpouring goes. You'll see it end, not because God all of a sudden quits, but because people will get into making a doctrine out of it and get into saying that this is the only way God moves, and they'll go to criticizing something, and sooner or later they'll do something that grieves the Spirit of God and stops the flow of it. But the truth is, God is moving all of the time. You don't ever have to beg God to heal you or to move or to touch. God wants to do all of those things more than you want to receive them. God has already done it. You hath He quickened. You are already made alive. You don't need God to touch you. You're touched. Amen. Some are more touched than others. We're all touched. God has already put His power on the inside of us. But see, we don't believe that we've already been quickened. We're praying that God will quicken us and God will make us alive. People are praying, oh God, pour out Your Spirit and just show me that You love me. He's already done that through Jesus when He sent Him to this earth. And the Holy Spirit is commissioned to do nothing but reveal Jesus to you. If you're praying and asking God to bless you, to heal you, to do all of these things, that's the very reason that you haven't seen it yet. It's because you haven't moved over into the fact that it's already been done. You haven't taken your authority and spoken and commanded these things to come to pass. So this is what He's talking about. You hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. This is saying that prior to our salvation, every one of us had a spirit, a demonic spirit, operating in us, the spirit of this world. You know, this is politically incorrect. If I wasn't in my own building talking to people who've already heard me and agreed with me and came here, I guarantee you, I'd get a lot of criticism. We get a lot of criticism when I say things like this on television because people sit there and say, you're saying that so-and-so has a demonic problem? Yep. That's what I'm saying. Can you see anything else that this is saying? It says, before you got born again, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of this air, talking about Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Verse 3, among whom also we all, this isn't just a few people, this isn't just people over in Africa, some undeveloped nation that have demonic things. You know what? Every person prior to conversion, we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. This, to me, fits perfectly with those scriptures out of 1 and 2 John where it says that there's a spirit of Antichrist that is coming against the gospel, and that there's many spirits. And it was already at work 2,000 years ago. And it says it increases at the end time. If 2,000 years ago it was working, I guarantee you there is a spirit of Antichrist working now. There are demonic spirits going on. And all of this stuff that we hear where they are glorifying things that are called an abomination in the Word of God. You know, 50 years ago, there's always been sin. But 50 years ago, people didn't hold parades and brag about it and glorify stuff. They were ashamed of it. They did it, but at least they knew it was wrong. But you know what? There is a spirit of Antichrist now that has come against everything that is righteous and holy, and because of it, today people are flaunting and bragging about things that are an abomination to God. It is a spirit at work. And to me, it makes a difference if you recognize this, that it's not just natural, it's not just the way that things are, it's not just physical. There's a demonic spirit. And see, when you put it into that context, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We are the light of this world. We are the only answer. A lost man is in bondage to the spirit of this world. They can't break this. It's not just a physical thing. Here's another scripture goes right along with this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at this passage. In verse 3 it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the gospel," or the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, "should shine unto them." He says that the reason people aren't receiving the truth, the reason people are doing this, is because there is a God of this world, Satan, this spirit of Antichrist that is against everything that Jesus stands for. There is a spirit of Antichrist that is blinding the minds of people. And the only antidote that God has for this is you and me.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars that we hold around the country. You know these programs, I know many of you get blessed by it, and man, the Word of God is blessing your life. Just think what it would be like to sit under this for an hour or two every night, 5 times over 3 days. That's what a Gospel Truth seminar is like. And I had just had a guy recently say that as much as he enjoyed me on television, he says, man, the meeting was 10 times better. I encourage you to come. These are really powerful times with the Lord. It would make a difference in your life. So I encourage you to please take advantage of these Gospel Truth seminars.